रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट नंबर 27 28 एंड 29 फर्स्ट टेक 27 शोचति अश्रुकला साध्वी दुर्भगे वो जहिता सती अब्रह्मण्या नृपव्याजाः शूद्रा भोक्षन्ति मामिति शोचति अश्रुकला साध्वी दुर्भगे वो जहिता सती अब्रह्मण्या नृपव्याजाः शूद्रा भोक्षन्ति मामिति इति धर्मं महिं चैव सांत्वयित्वा महारथः निशातम् आददे खड्गम् कलये अधर्महेतवे इति धर्मं महिं चैव सांत्वयित्वा महारथः निशातम् आददे खड्गम् कलये अधर्महेतवे तं जिगांसुम् अभिप्रेत्य विहाय नृपलाञ्छनम् ततपादमूलं शिरसा समगादभयविह्वलः तं जिगांसुम् अभिप्रेत्य विहाय नृपलाञ्छनम् तदपादमूलं शिरसा समगादभयविह्वलः शोचति
lamenting
ashrukala with tears in the eyes sadvi the chest durbhaga as if the most unfortunate
eva
like
ujjahita
forlorn
sati
being so done. Abrahmanyah. Divide of Brahminical culture. Nripavyajah. Posed as the ruler. Shudraha. Lower class. Bhokshanti.
Would enjoy.
Mam.
Me.
Iti.
Thus.
Translation. Now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes. For now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. Please repeat. Now she,
the chaste one,
being unfortunately forsaken
by the personality of Godhead,
Laments her future with tears in her eyes.
For now,
she is being ruled and enjoyed
by lower class men
who pose as rulers.
Purport.
The Kshatriya or the man who is qualified to protect the sufferers is meant to rule the state. Untrained lower class men or men without ambition to protect the sufferers cannot be placed on the seat of an administrator. Unfortunately, in the age of Kali, the lower class men without training occupy the post of a ruler by strength of popular votes. And instead of protecting the sufferers, such men create a situation quite intolerable for everyone. Such rulers illegally gratify themselves at the cost of all comforts of the citizens. And thus, the chaste Mother Earth cries to see the pitiable condition of her sons, both men and animals. That is the future of the world in the age of Kali, when irreligiosity prevails most prominently. And in the absence of a suitable king to curb irreligious tendencies, educating the people systematically in the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam will clear up the hazy atmosphere of corruption, bribery, blackmail, etc. Iti.
Thus.
Dharmam. The personality of religion.
Mahim.
The earth.
Cha.
Also.
Eva.
As. Shantya Vitva. After pacifying.
Maharathaha.
The general who could fight alone with thousands of enemies. Nishatam.
Sharp.
Adade.
Took up.
Khadgam.
Sword.
Kalaye. To kill the personified Kali.
Adharma.
Irreligion.
Hetave.
The root cause. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit, who could fight 1,000 enemies single-handedly, thus specified the personality of religion and the earth. Then he took up his sharp sword to kill the personality of Kali, who is the cause of all irreligion. Purport. As described above, the personality of Kali is he who deliberately commits all kinds of sinful acts which are forbidden in the revealed scriptures. This age of Kali will certainly be full of all activities of Kali, but this does not mean that the leaders of society, the executive heads, the learned and intelligent men, or above all the devotees of the Lord, should sit down tightly and become callous to the reactions of the age of Kali. In the rainy season, certainly there will be profuse rainfalls, but that does not mean that men should not take means to protect themselves from the rains. It is the duty of the executive heads of state and others to take all necessary actions against the activities of Kali or the persons influenced by the age of Kali. And Maharaj Parikshit is the ideal executive head of the state, for at once he was ready to kill the personality of Kali with his sharp sword. The administration should not simply pass resolutions for anti-corruptional steps, but they must be ready with sharp swords to kill the persons creating corruptions from the angle of vision of the recognized Shastras. The administrators cannot prevent corrupt activities by allowing wine shops. They must at once close all shops of intoxicating drugs and wine and force punishment even by death for those who indulge in habits of intoxication of all description. That is the way of stopping the activities of Kali, as exhibited herein by Maharaj Parikshit, the Maharatha. 29. Tam.
Him.
Jigamsum. Willing to kill.
Abhipretya.
Knowing it well.
Vihaya.
Leaving aside.
Nrupalanchanam.
The dress of a king.
Tatapadamulam.
At his feet.
Shirasa.
By the head. Samagat. Fully surrendered.
Bhaya vivalaha.
Under pressure of fearfulness. Translation. When the personality of Kali understood that king was willing to kill him, he at once abandoned the dress of a king and under pressure of fear completely surrendered to him, bowing his head. Purport. The royal dress of the personality of Kali is artificial. The royal dress is suitable for a king or kshatriya, but when a lower class man artificially dresses himself as a king, his real identity is disclosed by the challenge of a bona fide kshatriya like Maharaj Parikshit. A real kshatriya never surrenders. He accepts the challenge of his rival kshatriya and he fights either to die or to win. Surrender is unknown to a real kshatriya. In the age of Kali, there are so many pretenders dressed and posed like administrators or executive heads, but their real identity is disclosed when they are challenged by a real kshatriya. Therefore, when the artificial dress personality of Kali saw that to fight Maharaj Parikshit was beyond his ability, he bowed down his head like a subordinate and gave up his royal dress. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shochati Ashrukala Sadvi Durbhage Vojjahita Sati Abrahamanya Nipavyajaha Shudra Bhokshanti Mamiti Iti Dharmam Mahim Chaiva Santvayitva Maharatha Nishatam Adate Khadgam Kalaye Adharma Hetave Tam Jigamsum Abhipretya Vihaya Nupalanchanam Tatapada Moolam Shirsa Samagada Bhaya Vivalaha. Now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears and her eyes, for now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. Maharaj Parikshit, who could fight 1,000 enemies single-handedly, thus specified the personality of religion and earth. Then he took up his sharp sword to kill the personality of Kali, who is the cause of all irreligion. When the personality of Kali understood that king was willing to kill him, he at once abandoned the dress of a king and under pressure of fear completely surrendered to him, bowing his head. So we see now Parikshit Maharaj was first addressing Dharma and now he is addressing Bhumi and he is just telling that I know your situation. You know, you are so unfortunate now. Because why? Why she is unfortunate? Because Krishna has left back to his dham, Goloka Vrindavan. And now all these lower class kings, you know, they started posing as rulers. Bhokshyanti, they will enjoy. Who? Shudra will enjoy. This is, of course, Parikshit Maharaj is talking about the future. In his own kingdom, this was not happening. But there are some symptoms. And he was seeing in the future, and that's why he was telling that, I know your situation, you are already worried about the future. You know that Krishna has gone, and now all these lower class people will take over. And we can see that happening very, very clearly in our own lives, you know. Just start checking out on all the executive heads, the prime ministers and the presidents of the whole world, you know, and just look at them. And then see where you will find a person who is a Raja Rishi. Maybe one somewhere, we don't know. At least I don't know. So, this is our bad luck. We are born in such a place, such a time when things are going from bad to worse. Okay. There's somewhere it is democracy, somewhere it is military rule, somewhere it is dictatorship, somewhere it is communism. But nowhere people are happy. They conducted a survey about 15-20 years back. They conducted every year now, but I don't keep a track of that anymore. About which is the happiest country. And all these so-called powerful countries, they were, America was something like 34th and Britain was something like 67th or something like that. So with all the resources available, so many minerals and natural resources, manpower, everything, people are not happy. People are simply fed up. There is no credibility of all these people, If some politician says something, people don't want to believe it anymore. They believed. They thought that something good is going to happen. But how can that happen? Because Prabhupada says very clearly, and Krishna also says, and Sutta Goswami says, and Shukadeva Goswami says, and Narada Muni says, and everybody, all the acharyas say that it's not going to happen. Without people taking to Krishna consciousness, to godliness, to God consciousness. Somebody may have some objection, why Krishna? So, okay, at least surrender to somebody. But people are not. And here, again, a very simplistic formula, looks like very simplistic, but you imagine if it really takes place, how effective that will be. Just teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam will clear up the hazy atmosphere of corruption, bribery, blackmail. And mind you, this was written about 40 years back. And in 40 years, nothing has changed. In fact, at that time, things were much better. I mean, all of us can see in our own lives. So, it's not going to happen. Unless some drastic measures like this are taken. And then in the next shloka, Maharaj Parikshit decides to kill that Shudra, dressed as king. He takes up his sword, Khadagam. And then, what is that? Nishatam, very sharp. And he wants to kill. And interestingly, the Shudra, when he comes to know that he is going to be killed, he is a smart guy. The Kali Purusha is very, very smart. It's not an ordinary person. So he immediately surrenders. He knows that. That's why they say, when you cannot fight, you surrender. You join them. In competition also we say, if you can't beat them, join them. If he can't fight, just surrender. There are some old, this is because with this context I'm remembering. When I was young, in my 7 year, 8 year, maybe 12, 13 years also, I don't remember exact age, but whenever our father was like a dictator, generally in Indian families, the head of the house is like a dictator, His word is the final word. And we are 9 of us, and I was number 2 in the family. Among the brothers and sisters. So, sometime when you rebel against something, all that you get is a nice beating, nothing else. It's just some words. And still you don't behave, then... So whenever a father wanted to hit me, I used to surrender. He'll be very angry, and then I just lie down on the floor and just start saying please forgive me, please forgive me. And he would start laughing, you know, he will be very angry, but when he sees me like that, and all his anger will vanish. And he would say, and he start laughing, and I tell my mother, what to do with this guy? He's already surrendered, why to beat him anymore? And I used to tell my younger brothers, you know, because they were little adamant, you know. Father will say, you know, his one condition was when he was really angry, he will say, rub your nose on the floor and say sorry. You know, that's like apologizing. And they won't understand in that whole situation. So I remember me and my elder brother, we used to tell them, come on, rub your nose, get away from this beating. He'll just go to the rescue. But the point is that if somebody powerful comes, it's like, you know, one time when nice example given to understand this. Suppose we are walking on the road, it's a narrow road, and there's a huge boulder, stone, right in the middle of the road. What you would do? This question was asked, and there are many answers. You know, somebody says, you climb and go to the other side. Somebody says, you remove the, bring a bulldozer or something and, you know, remove the stone. And then one person said, you simply turn around and go some other way. Forget about that trip. Because if you are not powerful, if you are powerful enough, then you can crush the stone. If you are Bhima, then you can crush it by your hands. Or you can use your, do something, right? You can climb over, but it may be too tall or too slippery or, you know, whatever. So obstacles in our life are like that. Some obstacles we can take care. Some obstacles we have to simply forget, you know. We just get away from that. And one of these obstacles is when people ask you some very, I would say, challenging question about Krishna, about bhakti, about Srila Prabhupada, about ISKCON, you know, the people ask all the time. And if you are not equipped to counteract, then better to just say Hare Krishna and get away. You know, don't simply stand there and, you know, make a mockery of it. Just get away. Doesn't matter. You are at least saving some bad words coming out, flying. So this is the way. This is the way. So one more small lesson from Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.